I love words, but sometimes this romance is a curse. I am not a word expert, but I should be. I read and write a lot. Oh, and I'm a journalist. Words are my foundation, bricks for building stories, my touchstones for telling it as it is, and always, always my friends for being there when I need them. But I am not a word expert. I keep a dictionary nearby. If you're in a newsroom, you can just shout, "Help! Who knows the rule on lay versus lie?" "No one," someone shouts back. "Find a different word." I use little tricks to remember proper spelling. I pronounce words wrong to get the spelling right, like paradigm. I know how to pronounce it, but instead tend to say paradigm to make sure I spell it correctly. For years, I stumbled over the word facade. I pronounced it facade, like it's spelled. Silly me. I do get edgy when people abuse words. Perhaps I'm too sensitive. Like most married people, I announce my plans when leaving a room, such as, "I'm taking my shower now." Every time I say that, I cringe a little. I'm not really taking our shower anywhere, but it's easier than saying, "I'm going into the shower now and get wet." But hey, I cringe more when my wife announces the same activity. She says, "I'm going to hop in the shower now." Of course, I then mumble, "Sounds a little dangerous to me." You see? My romance with words can be a distraction. And I don't see that changing. Welcome to my world. I guess you could say my love of words has created a paradigm that I cannot escape. I'm Lonnie Kane, and that's my perspective.